For nearly 6 months, Sandra Lopez has lived in sanctuary in the Two Rivers Unitarian Universalist Parsonage in Carbondale. Sandra, a mother of three U.S. citizen children, has faced removal proceedings since 2010, when one of her children mistakenly dialed 911. Although there were no charges drawn against her, Sandra's immigration status was reported to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known commonly as ICE. In October of 2017, ICE denied Sandra's stay of removal, a temporary status that had been granted to her since the incident in 2010. Sandra is now appealing to have that temporary status reinstated with letters of support from the community and, most recently, Colorado State Representative Bob Rankin.
Yo escribí una carta a Bob Rankin como contándole mi...
I wrote to Bob Rankin telling him a little bit about my story and that I once had had the pleasure of meeting him. One of the many times I had gone to Denver, I spoke with him. And well, he remembered my story, and when he read my email, he remembered my story and he responded quickly, thank God.
Sandra Lopez met Representative Bob Rankin while demonstrating at the state capitol with other undocumented mothers against SB 90, a Colorado law that required law enforcement to report immigration statuses to ICE.
Well, I had communicated with Sandra through several emails and read the articles that had been published in the news about her, and I got interested in her case from a, sort of the human perspective, and so I actually went and visited with her.
Bob Rankin vino con su esposa. Estuvieron como alrededor de unos 45 minutos.
Bob Rankin came in with his wife. They were here for about 45 minutes. I told him more about my story, gave him the summary, and reminded him of when we met at the Capitol. He told me that he remembered. We were chatting for a while about the immigration system, and Bob Rankin asked how it was possible that I arrived to this situation if I am not a danger to the community. He also spent some time playing with my daughter, Areli. We were chatting for a while.
We talked about her case and background and history, and I just felt that this was a case that deserved some flexibility and special attention. This prompted me to actually call the ICE folks and talk with them. They're very nice. And, I came away believing that they do have some flexibility in this matter and that they could make a decision to extend her stay. So, after my discussion with them, I felt that it was appropriate to appeal to ICE to consider her case and to ask them to extend her stay.
If granted, the stay of removal would allow Sandra to leave the parsonage and return to work. There are no clear legal avenues, however, for Sandra to acquire legal status indefinitely and remain with her children in the United States.
It's a stay. I don't know, it could be a few months, maybe a year, but it is only a stay. It means I could leave sanctuary safely without persecution from ICE.
Representative Bob Rankin shared with KDNK that meeting Sandra changed his thinking about immigration policy.
I guess I've always assumed that ICE was enforcing a law, exporting criminals, looking at really serious cases. I had never come across one where I felt, we really should consider the human side, And so it's kind of a new and learning experience for me. It's been very educational. So I have to say I've changed my thinking a little bit. But what I can do going from here on, I just don't know yet. I'm feeling my way through this.
I feel very proud. If I changed his mind, that is a great achievement for me. My story is very similar to others. And we're changing minds, minds of important people with the power to do something, to change the law. It's a big deal for me to change a mind like that.
We always need to look at the human side of the enforcement of our laws, and we need to, in every case where there should be special considerations, we need to find every opportunity to invoke them.
I am very grateful. We'll see what happens next and we'll keep fighting. My struggle does not end. It continues.
This story was produced in collaboration with Amy Haddon Marsh. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.